healthcare this open season.
Cisco is the official sponsor of FederalNewsRadio.com. The Cisco Center at FederalNewsRadio.com is your resource for cloud computing, data center security, and collaboration strategy and solutions.
Welcome to Your Turn. This is Mike Causey. Glad to have you with us here, and it's going to be a very interesting show because I have health insurance expert and guru Walton Francis as my one and only guest. Walton has literally written the book on the best buys for federal health plans, been doing this now for how many years, Will?
I hate to say it, 32 okay. years.
32 years. We were both children when we started in this business. 32 years. And it has become, it's the standard, it's the gold standard for how to pick a health plan because Walton's approach is he doesn't fixate on premiums, which many, many people do, but he takes a look at the entire package. That is how what you're going to pay out of pocket, what your likely health costs are in a good year, in a medium year, in a bad year, and the catastrophic coverage of the plan. So it is certainly well worth reading. You can buy it in some Washington area bookstores and some drugstores have it. I've seen it. And you can order it on mail. But first, check out your federal agency because they may have subscribed to the online version, which you prefer, don't you, Walt?
Yeah, I do. And let me just say, a lot of agencies subscribe and then don't publicize it. No
yes.
one knows. I
yes.
mean, I can't tell you how many people that I run into say, oh, I have it free on my computer. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So do go to www.guidetohealthplans.org, and it's an easy check. There's a little button you click, and it'll show you whether or not your agency is one of those that give you a free subscription.
In fact, in today's column, in today's my federal report, there is a link to your to that site, and you can click on and see how many federal mm-hmm. agencies or parts of agencies are doing it. And that, you know, this is a great service to the employees, and it's a good service to the agencies because they want you to be happy, and they want you to be healthy, and this they've decided this is one way to make sure people get the best buys. We'd be glad to take any calls or emails if you want to contact us, but we have a batch already from people. And well, if you don't mind, I think I'm going to start with that. I numbered them here. This is from Alan with the U.S. Coast Guard. Said, good morning. I followed your column religiously since I entered the federal service. Every year I read the columns regarding best buys for health coverage, but they never help since I, like many of my coworkers, are married and have a single child. Any chance you can cover that group as well this year? Thanks and keep up the good work. And Alan with the Coast Guard. How about that?
Oh, we cover them. And I'll give a couple of examples in a second, but we cover every family size up to five
mm-hmm.
and just about every age category. We have three or four age categories we use, you know, basically young, middle-aged, old, and pay system. I mean, we try to slice and dice it in a way that works for every family. And in his exact case, we do estimates for a family of three, two adults and a child, and we rate the plans. Let me just say our ratings tend to be the same. They're not very sensitive mm-hmm. to whether it's three kids or two kids or one kid. And one reason is kids are pretty cheap.
Right.
On average, younger people are much less expensive for health care than older people.
Right. So and it's the same premium yeah. whether you have one child or 14. Right.
Right.
Same
and,
premium.
And typically, let's say you have three kids or, mm-hmm. you know, you're the annual physicals are all free, okay, mm-hmm. in all the plans now. I mean, it's just, you're not usually going to be adding a lot of cost with an extra kid. But anyway, a couple with one kid, we rate very similar. So it's similar to couples, similar to larger families. Blue Cross Basic is our leading national plan, the best buy among the national plans. A foreign service, not far behind if you're eligible. If you use a consumer-driven or high-deductible plan, we rate Aetna Health Fund consumer-driven, APWU consumer-driven, very high, better than any of the national plans that have the regular size deductibles. And then, of course, it seems to be a constant. I think it's been the case every year for the last 32 years that we have rated Kaiser Standard Option as the best buy HMO in town, and they deliver for relatively low premiums. And the Kaiser High option, not far behind, but MDIPA is a strong contender. And so we're talking about a lot of inexpensive plan options.
You mentioned consumer-driven. Could you explain what that is and also what these HD, the high deductibles, are? So you'll see a CD plan and an HD plan.
Yeah, the basic idea underlying both types, and I'll come to the difference between them, is that you have skin in the game. It's your money, and you better be thinking about how much you spend on health care and managing what you spend. Okay, so that's why they have the name consumer-driven. Both kinds of plans give you a free annual physical And you start the year or during the year, you accumulate a savings account, which is typically $1,000 or $2,000, depending on which plan, whether you're self-only or family. And as long as your medical expenses are below the amount in that savings account, you pay nothing out of pocket. We actually calculate that in some of these plans, your after-tax premium that you pay for the premium, tax preferred, is less than what you get in the savings account. Okay, so if you are healthy and only have a few or only have a couple of doctor's visits, you're going to wind up the year. Basically, one way to think of it is free health insurance. That's not quite right, but it's, you know, it's catchy and it's close to being right. However, the catch is if you do have high expenses, you will have a high deductible, maybe a couple of $1,000s, where you will pay everything. And so you have a huge incentive not to hit that high deductible area. In the Medicare Part D program, it's like the donut hole, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a hole. And then regular insurance kicks in. All these consumer-driven high deductible plans have very good catastrophic protection. They're all loophole-free, really good ones. The difference between them has to do with what kind of savings account you get, and I don't want to dwell too much on the details, but the high deductible, the health savings account, the HSA, is money that is legally in your name. If you quit the government, you know, or you drop dead and your heirs inherit, that money goes with you, okay, mm-hmm. or your will. It's yours, whether you change plans, leave the government or whatever, and it goes in tax-free. It grows tax-free every year. You can invest it the way you want. And when you take money out to pay for your health care expenses, it comes out tax-free. It's a triple whammy. It's better than an IRA. It's an IRA in steroids. The health reimbursable arrangement, the HRA account, isn't quite as potent. That's the one you get in these consumer-driven plans. In that case, it grows. You get to keep it. But you can use it tax-free, but it doesn't stay with you if you leave the plan. So if you leave the plan with a balance, you're going to lose it. But both – and the consumer-driven plans work great, by the way, for people who are retired, okay, and have Medicare even, all right? They're really good, even though they don't guarantee 100% wraparound. The high-deductible plans with a health savings account, you can join them, but you won't get that HSA account if you're retired with Medicare. You'll get the NHRA account instead, because one of the rules for those plans is you can't have more than one source of insurance coverage. But basically, anyone who's not considering one of these two kinds of plans is not doing due diligence during open season.
Okay, got a call-in question here, and also our number to call in is 202-465-3080. That's 202-465-3080. And I wanted to get to one. I promised this lady that I would we'd answer this early in the show. He says, "Hi, my fiance and I are both federal employees. His two sons are both high-functioning autistic and require applied behavioral analysis, ABA therapy. The effective treatment is very expensive. So far, we can't decipher if any of the federal plans cover ABA therapy, and we've been given the runaround transfer from person to person when we call individual plans. Do you know of any that that cover this?" And she signs it L.
Yes, I know. Well, I don't know any plans that cover it, and I'll explain why in a second. But I know what she needs to do. And this is really advice that applies to anyone who has an unusual condition. It's sort of unclear whether it's covered. You need to understand the parameters of how your condition is covered. The people who know best are those patients that have the same condition. And there's usually user groups of people, you know, on the internet mm-hmm. or otherwise, and they will know. And the other set of people who know are the providers. So let's say, taking this example, there is some kind of licensed healthcare provider, some kind of, I don't know if it's a therapist or something else, who does ABA therapy. Talk to one or two of those therapists. Which exactly. federal plan or plans, if any, cover this treatment and which cover it best? Now, I hate to say this, but I suspect this is one of those treatments that fall in that area where plans are pretty, they just don't seem to get it in terms of, you know, they put tight limitations on physical therapy, occupational therapy, and other therapies that people need who are sometimes because of an accident or sometimes because of a disability. But so you may not find a good answer.
Right.
Now, the other thing you can do and need to understand is you can use a flexible spending account. Let's say you're going to get the therapy, obviously. Let's say it's going to cost you $3,000 or $4,000. put aside $3,000 or $4,000 in a flexible spending account. At least that way you'll get a tax preference and a, roughly a one-third discount on what it really costs you. So that's point A. And point B is you may be a good candidate for one of these high-deductible or consumer-driven plans because of that savings account they give you. And you can use that to pay for anything that's, you know, that's true health care, including this. And so, in effect, they do cover it. But the problem there is if the rest of you have any health care expenses, you'll have used up your savings account. And, you know, you may hit that high deductible. And by the way, you can also do both, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's a limited flexible spending account you can use with a high deductible plan and so on. All this is explained in considerable detail in Checkbook's Guide, on the OPM website, and in the brochures of the plans that offer these consumer-driven high deductible. They explain it very well.
Excellent. And your point about going to the provider, this holds true for a lot of things. If you like a certain doctor, make sure he or she is in the network of the plan you're looking at.
That's point one, they in the network? Right. Point two is, does the plan, as a preferred provider, and point two is, does the plan cover their, you know, this arises, for example, for psychiatric care a lot. Is your shrink in the network? But also, a lot of these plans have limitations on how many visits you can have without them sort of having a behavioral plan for you that they agree to. Well, some are a little more liberal with that than others, with particular physicians more than others. And the only way to find out about that kind of thing is to talk to your physician.
We take a short break here. I'm talking with Walton Francis. He is the guru on the federal health insurance program, and we'll be right back here on WFED 1500 AM.
Join host Jane Norris for the new Fed Central program on Wednesday, November 17th at 1 p.m. She will be joined by David McClure, Associate Administrator, Citizen Services and Innovation Technologies at the General Services Administration, and Ira Goldstein, Director with Deloitte's Federal Government Services and former Chief Operations Officer at GAO, as they discuss how open government is working for federal agencies. Don't miss Deloitte's Fed Central program on Wednesday, November 17th at 1 p.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Hockey season is here. The Cats are back to work. Can you feel the excitement building? Cats fans, be at Verizon Center as the Caps take on the Southeast Division rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning, on Thursday, November 11th at 7 p.m. and the Atlanta Thrashers on Sunday, November 14th at 5 p.m. Tickets are extremely limited, so call 202-397-SEAT or log on to WashingtonCaps.com now and do your part in building America's hockey capital.
And now Ask the CIO, brought to you by Vion Corporation.
Lisa Davis is the CIO of the U.S. Marshals Service. She says her technology budget has increased by 60% over the last 2 years.
I think the biggest stress for us is more from an oversight standpoint. From a law enforcement standpoint, it was a new investment to take that much funding and invest it into their IT organization. So it wasn't necessarily a comfortable investment for them. Showing them that we could successfully execute.
CIOs and IT directors, are you paying for capacity services that you're not using? Take a good look at your capacity services contract, and next time, make sure you're not signing just another lease. Ask the experts. Vion Corporation. You can create a plan so that you only pay for what you use. When your job is on the line with data storage decisions, that's the way to go. With a 30-year partnership, Vion and Hitachi Data Systems have been bringing you innovative technologies with integrity and quality service. Visit Vion.com to learn more. That's Vion.com.
Here's Mike Butler, Deputy Director for Identity Management, DOD, on the Federal Executive Forum on Identity Management, sponsored by SafeNet.
Why couldn't it be a digital certificate that's not even issued by the government? It's just our government has to come up with the appreciation that I need to trust what I did not personally issue. And when we get that, then all of a sudden it changes. It's a game changer.
To listen to the whole program made possible by Trezza Media Group, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
From defending our nation's borders to protecting the environment, cloud computing services can support your mission and serve the American public. Trust your information in the cloud with SafeNet's data-centric solutions that enable security, privacy, and compliance. SafeNet Solutions allows agencies to share sensitive data throughout the information lifecycle. From the battle space to the White House, SafeNet has been at the core of data protection for more than 25 years. Visit safenet-inc.com/government.
Hey there, I'm Christopher Dorabeck. Here's what we're working on for the Dorabeck Insider this afternoon. A lot of talk about government innovation, government as a platform. Well, on this day before Veterans Day, we're going to talk to a computer science professor who says VA's Vista Health IT system can unleash innovation. Pretty cool. And get ready to do more with less. Details on a new report out on how to fix the budget process this afternoon, 3 to 7, on the Dorabeck Insider. It's right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
Welcome back to Your Turn. I'm Mike Causey, and today Your Turn is with Walton Francis. He is the editor, producer, writer of the Washington Consumer Checkbook's Guide to Federal Health Plans, and it is the gold standard that people use to help you pick the best buy for you and your family. And as he pointed out this year, if you have a family plan, you can save $1,000 to $2,000 a year by picking the correct plan. That is, don't over-insure yourself, and we'll get into that in a little bit. I've got a call here from Kirk in Arnold, Maryland, and he's a retired Fed. He's single. He won't turn 65 till next July. He's going to need a hip replacement. Is there a best plan to use next year based on those circumstances?
No particular best plan. I think there's lots of plans that will cover his hip replacement very well indeed. He's got a fighting chance to get the very best deal in one of the HMOs because they may only charge him, you know, like a $20 copay for the physician visits. Any of the national or high deductible or consumer plans that have a good, really good, tight catastrophic protection will be very good for him. Blue Cross Basic or Standard, all the CD and HD plans. That's the group we're talking here, like maybe $5,000 out of pocket plus or minus,
right,
plus premium. It could be a bargain in that range.
Mm-hmm.
What I think he ought to do is to explore this issue with a couple of the surgeons who might be doing it, and maybe with a couple of the health plans, particularly the HMOs. And suppose Doc Sawbones tells him, hey, I do it, and I, you know, plan X, really, you know, and you'll only be $2,000 out of pocket or something. Mm-hmm. So I think he could have some conversations with either the hospital or the surgeon who might perform the operation. And there are a couple of hospitals around here that specialize. I mean, there's a community of people that get these things. I have a lot of friends who've had hip replacements. Mm-hmm. They all love it, by the way.
Yeah, I have the same thing. Well, very good. Our number here, by the way, is 202-465-3080, 202-465-3080. And we've got a question here from Chris. It says, since the majority of folks decide on Blue Cross, please have Walton Francis specifically address the premium increases for each scenario, high, low, option, single, family.
Okay. A couple points. Blue Cross Standard went up both self-only and family about 7% this year, just the same as the average across all plans. So this has been a good year in the sense that we haven't had one of these double-digit premium increases in Blue Cross Standard. All the other plans, the premium changes were somewhere between 0 and about 33%, and it's all over the lot. Mail handlers went up about a third, so mail handlers standard options. So anyone in that plan should be considering changing, and this should make them redouble their efforts. Specifically, as it happens, it's interesting, Blue Cross Basic premiums went up about 10%, but they're so low that the dollar increase was trivial. And, you know, the issue here is, and I don't want to have too many numbers. In Blue Cross Standard, the family premium per pay period is about $200. So times 26, it's a big number. In Basic, it's about $120, not about 60% as high. So I don't worry in my evaluations as to how much they went up compared to last year, because last year's history, ancient history.
Good point.
The question is, which is the better deal this year? And the answer is Basic by far.
Very good. Okay, thank you. And let's see here now. It's from Jennifer, and she says, I'm confused about what type of health benefit coverage I really need. I'm a 52-year-old military retiree with TRICARE as my health insurance carrier. I'm also a federal worker, and I'm not sure if TRICARE is sufficient health coverage for me or if I should participate in the FEHBP. Could you clarify this for me? I do not need a family plan. Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay. TRICARE almost always beats the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program simply because your premiums are so low, up to and including zero, depending on what category you're in. So it's hard to beat TRICARE. The ones you may want to choose, I mean, there's several levels of TRICARE, TRICARE Prime, and so on. So, you know, you may want to fine-tune that choice. You can pay a little extra to have a little more maneuver room in terms of going out of network. The point I'd make is the only people I've found who, when I sort of talk to them, really do decide to pay for a FEHP plan in addition to TRICARE are those who simply can't stay in the TRICARE network. Okay? Mm-hmm. They got to see someone who's not in that network. And there are circumstances where it pays to pay that extra premium. But for purposes of a very important point, for federal retirement, there's this five-year rule. You have to be continuously covered for the 5 years before you retire. TRICARE coverage counts as if you were in the FEHBP. So you really are under no pressure to make any change. You're probably in a very good situation.
Very good. That is great. Yeah, it's good to know. And it's a good point, too, about the network. If that's the only problem with it, it could still be a significant problem if your doctor's...
But you could decide to go with a flexible spending account, okay? Or, by the way, if it really is a network issue, you might want to join a high-deductible plan, particularly when someone who's in their 40s and 50s gets up there, because there's something called catch-up contributions to that health savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. She's in TRICARE. She's not eligible. But,
okay.
But she could still use a consumer-driven plan with an HRA account and use the $1,000 or $2,000, whatever you get, to pay for those out-of-network physicians.
Great. Okay. Got one here from Leonard, and this question is the reason I'm really delighted you're here today when it gets into Medicare and whatnot. My wife and I are over 65, covered by Medicare. We've had Blue Cross Blue Shield standard option all along. Now that we're covered by Medicare, does it make sense to slide down to the basic option? Difference in cost would go from $431.60 per month to $265.49, almost half. Frankly, in looking at the plan's brochures, it's difficult to tell the differences between them, particularly since Medicare becomes a primary insurance, which costs the two of us about $200 a month. It's hard to figure out how the plans play together. You would think that the premium would go down for Blue Cross since Medicare is picking up the tab, but that's not the case. Is there a right place to look or call to get accurate advice on this type of issue? And I guess they've come to it, right?
They have. Uh-huh. I don't think there's anyone else other than Checkbook who really deals in a thorough way with the Medicare enrollment issues and rates the plans based on your choices. Mm-hmm. Let me say first, a couple points. I'd like to first put all these dollars in annual because it helps.
Yeah.
Okay. Your total premium for your married couple retired with Medicare and Blue Cross Standard next year will be $7,500. That is, if you never see a doctor, you will be out of pocket $7,500.
Wow.
And there are lots of options that are less expensive. The key point is that most of the national plans, all of them except Blue Cross Basic, which you asked about, we're going to come back on, give you the following guarantee. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you will pay nothing out of pocket for hospital or doctor. That's why your premium isn't reduced. They offer that benefit instead. There's a change this year, by the way, about an option to get your premium reduced in some plans. If you have Medicare. You'll pay that $7,500, and except for prescription drugs, you won't pay anything else. It's a pretty good deal.
Well, we need to take a break here if we can hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll be right back here at WFED 1500 AM talking with Walton Francis.
The 16th annual BB&T Classic, presented by Boeing, benefiting the Children's Charities Foundation, returns to Verizon Center December 5th with a thrilling triple header of college basketball. The BB&T Classic, also brought to you by BMW of Fairfax, P.F. Chang's, and Masson, features Florida versus American, George Washington against Navy, and Maryland taking on preseason number 8 Temple. Tickets on sale now. For more information and to help make a difference with at-risk children, visit bbntclassic.com and on Facebook. The 16th annual BB&T Classic triple header, Sunday, December 5th at Verizon Center.
Tradition never graduates, so mark your calendars to spend the day in Annapolis with friends, family, and Navy football Saturday, November 13th at 3:30 p.m. Cheer on the midshipmen at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium as they go up against the Central Michigan Chippewas, presented by Navy Mutual Aid Association. It's Scout Day. Discounted tickets are available for scouts and their families. The first 2,000 scouts that purchase tickets will receive the official 2010 Navy Football Scout Patch. Get the best seats now by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or by logging on to NavySports.com. Order today and join us for a game day atmosphere like no other. Enjoy fall in Annapolis and see the midshipmen as they take on Central Michigan Saturday, November 13th at 3:30, presented by Navy Mutual Aid Association. Don't miss out on all the Navy football excitement where tradition never graduates. Order your tickets today. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY. Visit NavySports.com.
hear the latest scoop on telework from the biggest executives in the federal government. Listen at 12 noon on Tuesday, November 16th, and hear Bill Piott from GSA and Pamela Buddha from DOD discuss success stories and initiatives to increase telework in federal agencies. Tune in at 12 noon, November 16th, to hear from top tech leaders from the federal government, Intel, HP, and Microsoft, to learn why telework is important for the future federal workforce. Hear the Fed's telework panel only on Federal News Radio, Tuesday, November 16th at 12 noon.
40 kilometers northwest of Kandahar, Afghanistan, at a remote desert military base, American soldiers are playing video games. There are cold drinks, snacks, comfy chairs, and an internet connection. It's the USO To Go program, and it's just one of the ways the USO supports our troops, lifts their spirits, and serves as a link with the American people. Find out how you can help. Visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
If you work for or have worked for the federal government, I want to tell you about an organization that's been around for over 80 years. It's NARF. Organized in 1921 to protect and enhance the retirement and health benefits of federal employees. NARF wants you to know that laws can change and so can your retirement security. Protect it by joining NARF, the only association that's dedicated to making sure your retirement is secure when you reach retirement. Don't wait until after you retire to join NARF. Check out their website at www.narfe.org. You'll see that NARF is a great investment for your retirement future. Then click on the Join Now button and join hundreds of thousands of federal retirees and employees as a NARF member. That's www.narfe.org. Or call 1-800-627-3394 and ask them to send you some information. Join now. NARF, your best retirement investment.
Plan now to attend a firm's breakfast briefing on government innovators. Catalysts for Change. It features our very own Francis Rose Thursday, November 18th at the Washington Court Hotel in downtown D.C. You'll dialogue with speakers as a firm explores how newly emerging technologies are transforming government. Register today for a timely and informative discussion. Go to affirm.org to register. That's affirm.org.
Welcome back to Your Turn. This is Mike Causey. I'm talking with Walton Francis. He's the editor of the Checkbooks, A Guide to Federal Health Plans. And this is and your agency, by the way, may have subscribed to this for you online. So there's a way, if you'll look at my column today, the Federal Report, there is a link to the site that'll tell you if your agency is on this and you've got it free. And Walton, who writes the book and did the online version, said he prefers the online version. So, Walton, we've got two phone calls here, long distance. Bless them. Carol in Ohio is a federal retiree, eligible for Medicare next year. Right now she has Kaiser High option and is thinking of going to Kaiser Standard, wondering if that's a good idea. She also splits her time between Florida and Ohio. She's a snowbird.
I don't know. And she must be in the Kaiser plan.
She said she has Kaiser
Cleveland.
High. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Carol, are you there?
I am.
Yes, ma'am. Which Kaiser are you in?
Ohio's Kaiser, the High family.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Probably similar to...
Well, yeah, it is similar. I'm going to look up Ohio here while we're talking.
If you were listening earlier, Walt said Kaiser always ranks as one of the best buys.
We cover these plans everywhere from Timbuktu, Idaho, But let me just see. We rate I'm just going to use the annuitant column here, Kaiser Standard. We actually think Kaiser Standard in Ohio is a better deal than Kaiser High option. That's generally true. It's true here too. You pay a little more out of pocket, but there's a big premium saving. But that's a nuance. I think the bigger issue for you is you're a snowbird, and the Kaiser plan's not going to cover you in Florida unless it's an emergency. I mean, if you get hit by a truck, they'll cover you. So
you can go to an emergency, but they have no urgent care down here. Which is a big. If they had urgent care, it's like copay's like 15. It's 75 if you have to go for emergency care.
So yeah, but what's worse is if you need. Suppose it's not just an emergency, but you need. The physician says I need to see you four times next week, and you're down there living in Florida. Kaiser won't cover any of it if it's not an emergency. So tell me again, how soon will you be on Medicare?
Mine is May of next year. Oh. I hit 65. My husband already is eligible.
Medicare is going to save you. Okay? What you want to do is sign. You're one of the people that clearly we were going to talk. By the way, we're going to talk more about Medicare, and there was a couple we didn't finish answering their question about Blue Cross and Medicare. We'll come back on that. But one of the wonderful advantages of Medicare is that even if you're an HMO that you love, Medicare covers you when you go out of network. So I think it's kind of a no-brainer that you would pick up Part B, and that'll take care of whatever your problems are in Florida, okay? And meanwhile, you'll get to use the Kaiser plan to your advantage in Ohio. And I think your big open season question is, do you want to stick with the high option or move to the standard option?
Correct.
Okay, so you're saying standard?
Well, we rate it as a better buy. Mm-hmm. I think she may have some particular condition that would make a difference. But, you know, I would certainly start. My starting point would be, why am I not in standard? Is there some reason not to be? Because I'm going to save all that premium money.
And as you said, every year where you rate Kaiser, both the standard and the high option is among the best buys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I want to be really clear, though, to people. If you're in an HMO and you sign up for Medicare Part B, you don't get that 100% wraparound. Okay, where everything's paid for. So, but that you still get. Look, Medicare pays 80%. It's not like you're not covered.
All right, thank you very much, Carol. Thanks for calling in. Kit in Michigan, thinking of going from one plan to another in Michigan, switching, wondering if there are any caveats from switching from the HAP regular to one with a high deductible. Kit, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at Walt's book here, and I see Michigan HMOs, Blue Care Network.
Well, it's actually the Health Alliance plan. Right now, we're in the family.
I see it. Okay, yeah.
And I actually called Mr. Francis and yourself last year about this, too. And we're thinking about switching over to the HDHP family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at it, we did the math, and if we pay the full $3,000, it's only going to cost us like an extra $150 if we just went with the high. The thing that's got me concerned is the catastrophic coverage on the high. It says something, I can't remember what the word was, but it was something like GAP.
Oh, so you've looked at the online version. I don't have that online version in front of me as we talk, so I can't really help you with fine-tuning. Let me say, though, that we use the word GAP in cases of plans that typically they say they have a catastrophic coverage, but then it turns out it doesn't cover drugs. Okay. Or specialty drugs or something like that. But that's what the word GAP means. So look hard at the details of the plan and the plan brochure of the catastrophic coverage, which they describe in section 4 of all, you know, or 3 of coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
And then look also what they say on that summary page near the end of the brochure. I think you ought to just run the online version of our guide and let your fingers do the walking up and down the list of plans to see where your best deal is, given your family size and your age and all the other variables that we take into account. I would think you could beat HAP, okay?
Okay.
But I'm not, don't want to talk you out of it.
Well, we're quite happy with it. So
yeah.
I don't really, my thing was, though, the high deductible. I like the idea of the health savings account where you can transfer it, keep it.
What agency are you with?
The IRS.
IRS. I think they subscribe, don't they?
I'm pretty sure they subscribe.
Yeah, that's right. You're looking at the online, of course. Yeah. Okay.
So I just wondered if there was any other caveats that, you know, something I'm missing that's just outside of the obvious. Or...
No. In the case of HAP, I think it's an excellent plan, and you know, just take a look at the loophole.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck. We're going to take a short break here, talking with Walton Francis about the open season. We'll be right back here on WFED 1500 AM.
Video teleconferencing solutions are changing the way people communicate by breaking down walls and enabling face-to-face communication, regardless of distance or environment. Tanberg, now a part of Cisco, developed Break Down the Walls to provide a window into the ways government, education, and healthcare organizations are using VTC solutions to help them operate more effectively and efficiently, and the ways video solutions can be used to address challenges facing public sector organizations today. Learn more at breakdownthewalls.com.
Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Just getting ready for the holidays.
Same here. You headed out of town?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, do you worry about the house?
No, not since we got home monitoring from Ackerman Security Systems.
Ackerman?
That's right. Not only is it one of the largest security companies in the country with more than 40 years' experience, but get this, when you switch to Ackerman, you pay just $18.95 a month.
$18.95. What's the catch?
No catch. There's also no cost to switch, and you can use your existing equipment. With Ackerman, we know the house is safe even if the neighborhood is cleared out for the holidays.
Whether you want a new system with the latest technology or you want to switch to reliable monitoring for just $18.95 a month, call 1-888-999-1070. That's 1-888-999-1070. Or visit AckermanSecurity.com. Join the more than 180,000 people who enjoy peace of mind with Ackerman. And as an added bonus for federal employees, when you make the switch, the first 4 months of your home monitoring service are free.
The Federal Drive has a new sound. Tom Temin is joined by Amy Morris weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Tom and Amy cover the activities important to federal managers, HR, program management, budgeting, acquisition. The Federal Drive delivers fast-moving, crisp, insightful interviews good for busy feds dealing with political change. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Your Turn. This is Mike Causey, and Your Turn today is with Walton Francis, who is the editor and writer and researcher for the Consumer Checkbook's Guide to Health Plans. It's available. If you look at my column today, the subject is how you can save as much as $2,000 next year on your health insurance. And there are a couple of links in there to the that'll tell you how to get this book if you can't get it otherwise. But first, hit the link that says which federal agencies subscribe to this for you, because many do. Our last caller, Larry from Michigan, says he's with the IRS, and he gets it up there thanks to the IRS. Here's one. Another Larry in Maryland says, does it pay to have Blue Cross Blue Shield and Medicare if you're over 65, or should you just have one?
Great question. I'm going to approach it in two steps. First, I want to go back to an earlier question. We were talking to the retired couple, I think it was Leonard, who has Blue Cross Standard, and his wife and he both have Medicare Part B, and they're paying a $7,500 premium next year. Let me say, I'm just going to cover Leonard's case. He could switch to letter carriers, NALC, save about $1,500 a premium, and in our ratings, even more, about $2,000, because it has better prescription drug coverage than Blue Cross Standard, okay? So he could make that move. He could make a slightly more radical move by going down to GEHA Standard, where he would save going on $3,000, okay? And there's still gets his 100% wraparound in these plans. There is a catch, though. GEA has worse prescription drug coverage, significantly worse than Blue Cross Standard. But the point is he's got some options, and there's others I haven't mentioned. And so everyone who's in that situation needs to think about, maybe I should be keeping Medicare but moving to a less expensive combination. So that's option one. Option two is drop Medicare. And I don't have a strong piece of advice on keeping Medicare Part A is free and you'll keep it. It's Part B that we're talking about. The premium's about $1,200 a year for most people, and for some, it's double or triple that amount. If you hit the income-tested level, they call it, it's really means testing, it doesn't pay to have Medicare Part B. Blue Cross Standard, let's go back with that example. That's a wonderful plan. At age 64, it didn't get worse when you turned age 65, okay? So why do you need to have Medicare Part B to go with it? You're paying that extra huge hit in premiums, and you'll get about half of it back in dollars, probably, but you're still paying a lot extra. So one option then is to say, I'm going to stick with a wonderful FEHVQ plan. It could be any of these categories we're talking about. If you're an HMO kind of person, what's wrong with Kaiser? Who needs Medicare if you've got Kaiser? Unless, and I'm back to the lady who from Ohio, you want to go out of network because maybe you're a snowbird or have other reasons. So there's a lot of arguments pro and con, and I can't give, there's no single right answer. Some people would be nuts to leave Medicare Part B. Mm-hmm. Some would be nuts to keep it, kind of. And it's sort of, but the basic point is that staying with it gives you more flexibility. You can go out of network, okay? Yeah. In Blue Cross, any of these national plans, you can go out of network and it covers you 100% no matter what doctor you see. Oh, by the way, there's one exception to that. Blue Cross Basic, which actually is a very good deal with Medicare Part B, does not give you the 100% wraparound. Okay. But it does let you go out of network just the way an HMO, you can use it with HMO to go out of network. So going out of network is more flexibility and provider choice is the main reason I think to keep it. But there's other reasons. It'll reduce your costs somewhat, not as much as you spend on premium. And finally, it's political insurance, that Medicare Part B. Suppose the Congress, in a fit of some spasm of something, does something bad to one program or the other. If you have both, it's a little insurance. You know, you can maneuver.
Belt and suspenders. Okay. Kind of a follow-up here. Is Lewis, Lewis, are you on the line? Lewis, you with us? Lewis is calling from Rockville. His question says Medicare Part B. He's going to be turning 65 but won't be signing up for Part B because it would be very expensive. Has a question about what happens if he does this. Lewis, are you there?
I am.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Walton is the man.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be signing up. I would be paying that much increased premium. So my question is Medicare Part B and being 65 then an irrelevancy, or am I still perhaps advantaged by being 65, because I believe that doctors who take Medicare have to charge you the Medicare capped rate even if you're not enrolled in Part B.
You've got it right. That's a key point. Couple factors. He's one of those people going to have to pay a much higher premium, so why bother? Okay. Secondly, are you still working, by the way?
No.
Okay. If you were still working, no one needs to pick up Medicare until they stopped working. So if you're a 66-year-old, don't sign up for it. It's a mistake for Part B anyway. No, in your case, I would say, you could still get a better rate with Medicare participating doctors. You don't actually have to be in Medicare Part B. The law applies to them regardless of what coverage you have. That doesn't mean in the real world it's going to be that easy to get them to take you as a patient. But, yeah, so you have some protection even without being in it. And the other point I want to make is, let's say someone doesn't take it at age 65 or maybe drops it at age 68 after having had it a few years. Let's say you drop out for 10 years. Let's say you don't sign up now, age 65. 10 years from now, age 75, there's some reason to sign up for Medicare Part B. You can still do it. You will pay a 10% of your penalty. So whenever if your income's high enough, you don't want to do that. But for someone who's in the regular, you know, at the regular rate, roughly $1,200 a year, then, it'll be $2,400 a year. But meanwhile, you've had 10 years of savings, okay? And you'll still be more years before you aren't still money ahead. So you're not giving up forever on being in Medicare. I think it's all, in someone in your case, it's like a no-brainer.
Can I ask a follow-up?
Sure.
Yeah, well, so then does that mean that if a plan was good for me last year at age 64, that it's still the same plan for me this year, provided things haven't changed, but Medicare is an irrelevancy in my choice of plans, or somehow it still factors in even if I'm not signing up for Part B?
No, it's not an irrelevancy. There's another category of people, those who have Medicare Part A only, okay? And we rate plans for that. And the ratings for people in that situation are not the same as for people who don't have either part of Medicare. Let me give you an example. GEHA Standard Option, which is a frugal plan, but one that exposes you to some risk because there's a hospital coinsurance. You may be paying 10%. When you have Medicare Part A, that 10% goes to zero. So it makes it even more attractive to have GEHA Standard and Medicare Part A. So by all means, look at our comparisons for people in your situation. The big difference is the plans that otherwise would have you paying something out of pocket for hospital.
Okay.
If you're in letter carriers or APWU or any of these good plans, Mendy, IPA, HMO, any of these good plans, hey, they're just as good at age 65 as 64, assuming, as you said, that nothing changes that's of particular pertinence to you.
Hey, Lewis, I would just add a personal note. Don't turn 65, okay? Okay. All right, good luck to you. Thanks.
And he's a guy who's really been doing his
absolutely
homework.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it's a treat to talk to people like that because, as you often pointed out, so many people don't do anything with this health insurance. They don't do any shopping. And take a short break. We'll be right back here on WFED 1500 AM.
Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, one of the great stars of classical music, enthralls audiences all over the world with his passion and artistry. When it comes to picking a cello, he tends toward Italian instruments made in the 18th century. When it comes to a timepiece, however, he favors an instrument crafted in Switzerland, the Rolex Datejust. Since Rolex introduced the first self-winding calendar wristwatch in 1945, the Datejust has become one of the most sought-after models in the Oyster line. With its classic oyster design and magnified date window, the Datejust is every bit as distinctive as the master cellist who wears it. To see the Datejust and a complete selection of other Rolex timepieces,
Visit your official Rolex jeweler.
See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, the fashion center at Pentagon City, Arlington.
Why does a waiting room have to feel like a waiting room? And does a stress test have to be so stressful? At Kaiser Permanente, we don't think it does, and we've made the changes to prove it. With brand new state-of-the-art facilities opening all around the Mid-Atlantic, like the Kaiser Permanente Capitol Hill Medical Center, we're poised to become the leader in healthcare for the D.C. and Baltimore area. With easier access to primary and specialty care, full-service radiology, lab tests, and pharmacy services, we're offering more choices than ever before. Our staff of top-notch physicians is growing by more than 200, providing greater access to care. And our innovative electronic medical records allow members to view their own medical history 24/7. Plus, members can email their doctor's office, check most lab results, refill prescriptions, and even choose their primary care and OBGYN, all online. The future in healthier care is already here. Find it at kp.org/midatlantic. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Looking for high-flying excitement for your group in the heart of the nation's capital? Easily accessible by metro or by car, get the thrill of college hoops right here in Foggy Bottom. Your organization can enjoy a special discounted group rate and watch the Colonials in their quest for the Atlantic 10 Championship. For rates, dates, and more information, visit www.gwsports.com or call 202-994-6050. That's 202-994-6050.
Connect with more than 800 fellow contract management professionals. The Government Contract Management Conference is a must-attend on December 9th and 10th. The National Contract Management Association presents more than 20 educational sessions to answer the most complex questions, plus prominent speakers from CACI, the Department of Defense, the Boeing Company, and more. To learn more, visit ncmahq.org today.
Hey, Mike Causey, welcome back to Your Turn. We're in the home stretch here, talking with Walton Francis about best buys for you and your family during the open season, which runs until December 13th. So you still have plenty of time. But the problem is most people don't do anything. The lethargy is my middle name, and I'm welcome to the club. But most people just don't do anything. They stay in the same plan year after year. Some cases that's okay. Some cases it's downright silly and very expensive. I've got a caller on the line. Are you with us? Hello, are you there? Yeah, okay. Larry, are you with us?
Yes.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm trying to find out, basically, and you answered the question about if I should go with Blue Cross Blue Shield or with Medicaid or go both. And you said, basically, Medicare is basically, unless you're going to have a lot of insurance, you shouldn't take it on.
No, I didn't say that.
No?
I must have left. I'm sure you got that impression, but I certainly didn't mean to leave that impression. No, I think that leave aside whether you're in Blue Cross Standard, Blue Cross Basic, or some other plan. I mean, that's a separate, not totally separate, but a separable question, which plan you should be in. The question is, do you benefit from Medicare sufficiently for it to be worth the premium? If you expect to or want to be able to go out of network, Medicare Part B really is a very helpful buy, okay? And there are some people for whom that's extremely important. And those people should for sure sign up for Medicare Part B. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer for them, assuming they're not in this income-tested penalty area. It's very much an individual decision. There's pluses and minuses. And I think you should sort of decide based on your preferences for healthcare. I mean, are you an HMO guy, Medicare? Most of those plans don't give you the 100% wraparound with Medicare, but hey, lets you go out of network. Remember that in all these national plans, except Blue Cross Basic, you get that 100% coverage for hospital and doctor, plus the out of network flexibility with Medicare Part B. I don't argue against it. I just say everyone's got to decide where their comfort level is.
Okay,
Larry, are you retired? Okay. I was going to say, if you can get a hold of Walton's book, and if you look at today's column, it shows you how you can get it. I'm looking at his page.
I get it every year. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, on page 59 and 61, he deals with a single person, 65 and older. One is with Medicare Parts A and B, and one is with Part A only. And the ratings are very similar as to Best Buy's. Kaiser Standard, MDIPA, Aetna are up there for the HMOs, Foreign Service, Blue Cross Basic, APWU for the national plans. And then the so you can kind of look at that and take it. And if you have a family of two, of course your premiums will be higher. But it's well worth looking at. So, and you do have a copy of the book, do you?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And we do have a little table that shows how much you're likely to save with Medicare Part B and various plans. Typically, you'll save, because of this 100% wraparound, about half the premium cost of Medicare. So it's not. No, I'm not negative on it. I just. Want people to think hard about their situation.
Okay,
very good.
Because,
all right.
I am married.
Okay.
And my wife is over 65 also.
Mm-hmm.
That's another point. Both people in a marriage don't have to make the same decision, okay? Maybe your wife's more conservative than you are, and she wants that guarantee, okay? And maybe you could care less. That's fine. Join a plan that works well whichever way you go, okay? So when she goes to the doctor, it'll cover her 100%. And when you go, you'll be paying that $30 copay. So I'm not arguing for that, but the point is you have a lot of flexibility on how you decide to make these decisions.
Okay, now this is assuming the wife is a Fed, right?
No. Oh, I'm talking about, I'm assuming he's in a federal employee plan,
yeah.
Retired, both age 65. It doesn't matter which. I'll say he might decide not to go with Medicare.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
because Medicare is an individual coverage.
Right.
There's no family plan.
Right.
In Medicare,
yeah,
each person gets their own.
Yeah.
Or doesn't get their own.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Good call. Well, sort of in the home stretch here, we got like a 2-minute drill for people who are shopping and.
Yeah, a couple of things. If you don't look at the brochure of the plan you're in, you're out of your mind, okay? Look at the change page, which is generally up near the front, section 2. Look at the summary of benefits to remind yourself. Think about your health situation. Oh, yeah, next year. So we had a caller earlier who was going to get a hip replacement. He needs to do a lot more homework than the average person. If you're going to get a hip replacement next year, or maybe you're just going to get, we haven't talked much about dental, maybe you're going to have a crown or two, okay? Whatever your situation is, you need to think about, during open season, you got, you know, the better part of a month left, as to what options may work better for you. What we try to do in the guide is that will steer you to some of the better buys, okay? And again, you may have a preference. You can't stand HMOs or you love HMOs. People vary on this so much. But whatever your preferences are, we'll steer you to some better buys, and then you can do some homework, okay? And the one exception to sort of start with our ratings, because they're so thorough and comprehensive and they deal with the risk of being unexpectedly hit by cancer or a stroke or a heart attack or a train or a truck, whatever, you know, or a meteor. I mean, there's a lot of possible things that could happen to you. So we try to really cover you in looking at plans against those contingencies. But the other thing is, if you have a unique health circumstance, then by all means, think in terms of, I'll talk to providers first and see what their advice is. Suppose you're going to have a married couple, you're going to have a baby next year. Talk to a gynecologist and see what the gynecologist says. A lot of plans will pay 100% of the pregnancy, but you might want to go with the one that guy.
Thank you so much. We're going to have you back. We're going to keep doing this till we get it right. Come back next Wednesday at WFED, 1500 AM, and we'll talk some more about health insurance.
Don't be surprised by the latest changes to your commute. Get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s on 103.5 FM, WTOP Radio. Now back on 107.7 FM.
This week on Agency of the Month featuring the GSA is brought to you by Commercial Data Systems.
Kendra Turner is the Director of Industry Relations for the Public Building Service at GSA.
As a general rule, PBS doesn't buy products. We buy services. One of my famous funny lines when I speak to vendor groups is that PBS doesn't buy toilet paper. And for some reason, that line gets remembered, and it really drives the point home. We show the vendors how to find out who our current service contractors are. Then they can market their products to those vendors.
I'm Ruben Gomez.
Commercial Data Systems is a small disadvantaged information technology systems integrator specializing in virtualization, cross-domain security, and database operations. With more than 25 years of contracting experience, CDS understands how to ease the procurement process for government clients. CDS offers GSA schedule purchasing with over 200,000 commercial off-the-shelf IT products, including a blanket purchase agreement for your Oracle hardware and software needs. To learn more, visit cdsinc.com. That's cdsinc.com.
HalfPriceDC.com. Half price.